Sirius 831, a station of Twin Cities made famous. U100, don't fear the Reaper. Here comes Mesa in just a moment.
The Twin Cities' favorite new restaurant in downtown Minneapolis has added something new. The Country Sunday Brunch, served homestyle from noon to 3 p.m. every Sunday. The Nail's Country Sunday Brunch is a super big meal with entrees like eggs, bacon, sausage, steak, chicken, vegetables, homemade hash browns, toast, French toast, homemade muffins, and more. And in the tradition of the famous Nail Salad Bar, on Sunday mornings there's the Chilled Salad Bar in choice of juice. And all this super country Sunday brunch is only $3.45 at the Nail. Also on Sundays from 4 to 9 p.m., other country specials include Texas barbecue ribs and fresh roasted chicken served country style for only $3. So make it down to the Nail for their country Sundays featuring country Sunday brunch and country specials. The Nail Gathering Place and Groceries, 11th Street and LaSalle in downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, Mesa!
Mimi.
Good morning, Rob.
Mimi Hines.
She has a funny voice.
She had the worst buck teeth I ever saw. Kiss you on the lips and scratch your tonsils.
Oh, no. Is that his real hair?
Whose?
His.
Kanaki's?
Yeah. Not there. There's not a hair out of place. I've been looking at the... It's like a little aura around his head.
Oh, he sits here and fools around with it for about 2 hours and gets all in shape.
Goes out and meets the girls. I know about guys like that.
You don't?
No, I know about guys like that.
Okay.
Really? So,
what's the news?
And I'm glad you asked me this. Prince Bernard of the Netherlands has agreed to stop his business activities and give up his public offices as a result of the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation bribery scandal. The action came after officials investigating the case determined that the prince had acted dishonorably and had showed himself susceptible to favors. The Dutch Prime Minister told Parliament that there won't be any legal action taken against Prince Bernard, the 65-year-old husband of Queen Juliana, because of possible serious consequences for the Queen. The Prime Minister reported the decision in the case to Parliament and over national TV. The investigation lasted about 6 months, and the Prime Minister says that Prince Bernard accepted the decision. South African police opened fire on rioters in the Soweto for the fourth straight day today in an effort to break up fighting between Zulu tribesmen and a black militant. Hundreds of blacks are reported fleeing their homes for police stations in an effort to find protection. The Senate Finance Committee has approved a half-penny increase in the federal gasoline tax that would go into the General Treasury instead of the Highway Trust Fund. The revenue is expected to pay for a series of new energy-related tax incentives. And San Diego could become the first county in the United States to offer heroin. Think I'm wearing some. At low cost to addicts. In an unprecedented move, a county grand jury last month issued a scathing attack on the federal government's methadone maintenance program, calling it a dismal failure. The jury then instructed county officials to ask the state and federal government for permission to sell heroin to addicts at low cost instead of using methadone, a supposedly less harmful substitute for the real drug. A San Diego County official are currently considering the grand jury recommendations. Some have predicted that if federal and state authorities grant permission for the unusual sales, heroin addicts would flock to San Diego from all over the country. Heroin is currently distributed in several European countries under government-supervised programs which seek to prevent addicts from resorting to robbery and violent crimes in order to support their drug habits. Now this, I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but Sahib the elephant is functioning normally again after a serious case of what television ads might call temporary irregularity. The large pachyderm, who resides at the World Wildlife Safari in Oregon, became stopped up after he ate too much mud, and followed that up with a dessert of rocks. Zoo officials report that the result was a sort of concrete in Sahib's stomach. So here's what they did. Each day for 2 days, Sahib was given 15 boxes of X-Lax with 18 squares per box. 3 cases of apples, 2 cases of lettuce, 2 cases of carrots, 20 pounds of plums, 40 pounds of bananas, 6 gallons of mineral water, and an enema administered with a garden hose. up your wound nose.
I knew that sooner or later you'd get to the elephant constipation story.
Yeah, really, I just found this. I didn't care if anyone heard it or not before. I wanted this to be a first. Zoologists who observed Sahib from a safe distance report that the cure worked. Oh, heavens. May I leave you with one parting thought?
Surely.
Get a comb. No, no, this is not. This is a parting thought. Comedian Phyllis Diller has announced plans to celebrate the 5th anniversary of her famous facelift at the end of this month. According to Diller, a celebration is in order because her facelift, quote, has lasted longer than most of her marriages. She says that guests at the party will include all show business people who have undergone facelifts. Explaining,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that they ought to include almost everyone in Hollywood. You
she's had her face lifted so many times that she wears a belt around her neck so she knows where to put her necklaces.
Wonderful. U100 Super Summer Weather.
Tried. It was the last one. I might as well try.
Variable cloudiness. Windy. Very windy even in here. And cooler today. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the forenoon. High today. Expected 82. Low tonight of about 55. Wind is from the west at 15 miles per hour. The humidity is 40. Barometric pressure is 30.2. Right now it's 81 Super Summer Degrees. Mesa for Michael with Robbie Bunn.
Let's go!
Hey!
Now you wanna leave me.
How's that? This is by Sherbet right out of Australia. Brother Bob at 9 and tomorrow at noon, U100's Motown Special.
You told me I was the one.
U100 Super Summer Weather, variable cloudiness. It's windy. Oh, is it windy? Slight chance of a shower, a thunder shower today. We had a little shower. It's kind of a sun shower. High today, 82. Low tonight, 55. It's 80 degrees right now. This is Hall & Oates right off the request line. She's gone. U100, 53, nonstop, 100% music. Your brother Bob at 9. Say 57, I'm Rob Schumann. All right. American band. Grand Funk. It's all for me. Brother Bob is next. Appreciating copyrighted feature made every reproduction whole or part without the written consent of me. I'm Robbie Baby. And I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Coming soon, you can fly me.